We're going to do one segment on politics because we'll jump back into it again tomorrow when another day of the impeachment hearing. But we've talked about this off air both days, and I mentioned it briefly yesterday, this idea that, and clearly it was planned by the Republicans, that it's boring. It's not entertaining. It's not exciting. It's not good TV. And I get the president judges everything by this. Is it good TV? That's what we're deciding here?
Well, this is the headline from NBC Analysis. The first two witnesses called Wednesday testified to President Trump's scheme, but lacked the pizzazz necessary to capture public attention. If then the public overrated. If the
we've known that for a while.
We need a song and dance. I mean, they need to be dancing.
Well, maybe they should pick up with our idea on the post show. We've decided that most of the time we don't want it to look like a hostage situation. So we've had various games behind us. We've had pop a shot. We've had paper, rock, scissors. So apparently when they testify again tomorrow, and there's eight more, they should have like a
fantasy football breakdown in the background.
Well,
that'd probably work.
I would say this to her. NBC, since it's their headline, they could have America's Got Talent in the background, right? Everybody could dub in something else. In theory, I repeat, in theory, Dan, we, the public, and those in Congress are trying to determine if the president's actions are so egregious that he should be removed from office. And apparently it now also has to include juggling and a routine from the hottest play on Broadway.
The key words you use there are in theory.
Yeah.
In theory, should that be what this is? Sure. But it's not. That's not what this is. This is theater. And we've been edging more and more towards this over the last couple of decades.
Well, we have the maestro in there now.
Absolutely. But, I mean, I don't think that the president caused this. I think he's a symptom of what we, the electorate, have been demanding from our presidential races, which is relatability and telegenic nature. You have to have charm. You have to have be able to come across as the everyman.
You have to have a hook. What's your hook?
Entertain us. That's what we've been asking for. The more entertaining and charismatic a person is, the better chance they have to be elected president of the United States. And let's be honest, the Democrats are pushing this because they want to try and put something on him that's going to allow them to beat him in 2020.
Yeah.
They know he's not getting removed from office.
Oh,
this
is all theater.
I
think, okay, so let's pick up on that. I don't think, again, I'll just say what I said before, there's a 0.0001% chance that he's out in the Senate. And that also means that like two new things would have to come up that are so unbelievably awful that Republicans would say, enough's enough. What? Okay, of the Democrats, Adam, how many think that by what they're doing, he will be impeached? Not just impeached in the House, but found guilty in the Senate. What percentage?
How many actually think that?
What percentage?
Happen?
Yeah. Because I think it's more than we think. I really do.
Well, I don't know.
I think
the numbers don't lie, though. I mean, how many actually think they're going to get enough Republican senators?
I'm not saying. I think you have 20% of Democrats who think the American public, slowly but surely, is going to put so much pressure. And I think they look at Nixon, because when the hearing started with Richard Nixon, his poll numbers in the country were just below 70%. And more information came out. And the tapes, by the way, came out after. The tapes came out after. So they're banking on that. I don't agree with them. But I think genuinely there are a higher percentage of Democrats who truly, let's be honest, are delusional and think he's going to be found guilty.
I think it's 10% at most.
I mean, I would even go lower than that. To have 20% of the Democrats convince themselves that they're doing this because it's their constitutional duty, that spin line that they keep putting out there, that's really what it is. Okay, now maybe you can talk me into 20%. But that actually think this is going to turn around because, I mean, I hear what you're saying about Nixon, and I've heard that explanation before, but the cultural context, the political cultural context of when Richard Nixon was president compared to now in terms of polarization, it's night and day.
Okay, so let's pick up on the words you use because I think that's important. So again, we're all on record, unless And again, I think it's two unbelievable revelations still come out.
Yeah.
That, but what about the constitutional requirements of the job? What about still that part of it? That if you believe this sort of behavior is a violation of the law, I think it is. This is absolutely a violation of federal law, in my opinion, from the information that is available. That when the president is directing Zelensky for information on what happened in 2016 and to then prove that it was Ukraine, not Russia, and dirt on the Bidens, that is getting value from a foreign, from another country, and that is an asset to you in a campaign. That is a violation of federal law. Now, you then have to determine if that's enough in your mind for impeachment. But I think we all agree that is a violation of the law. So if you sit there and you're a congressman or congresswoman and you say, I believe this. I think the American public has to see this behavior. And we now bring in these witnesses, and they're absolutely backing up what we've thought. And it's way worse than what the whistleblower says. Aren't you a bit of a fraud, too, if you then say, hey, we see this. We think this behavior rises to a level where you think personally he should be impeached, but we're not going to do it for political reasons.
If the circumstances were exactly the same, except the president belonged to the Democratic Party right now, are we having these hearings?
No, we're not.
Then this has nothing to do with upholding your constitutional duty, because your constitutional duty doesn't change just because of the person.
Okay, but are you then a fraud if you see this behavior and you believe it is a violation of federal law? And if we see the president violating law in this way and literally blackmailing another country, are we saying that going forward for the next 100 years, because I'm assuming we're just going to get more hyper-partisan, that you just sit there and you have to make the political decision as opposed to, this is still a huge part of what I'm employed to do. This is my constitutional duty as a congressman or congresswoman. And so unless it can hunt politically, I'm just going to punt in that area.
That's what's going to happen, yeah.
Do you think they should?
No, of course not.
Okay, Adam, do you think they should? Versus, we know politically, unless something else comes about, it's going nowhere. But if you see this in front of you, and this is still a part of what you have to do, you're sworn to uphold the Constitution. This is a role. It's not a coup. It's literally in the Constitution. Should we have people sit there and say, I'm not going to do it because it's not going anywhere politically? So you're just keeping information that you think should see the light of day that could lead to impeachment, and you're saying because it won't go anywhere politically, I'm just going to sit on it.
No, they shouldn't do that. But will they? Yes.
That's where we're at. That's what's my point about the Nixon. You know, when you look at what the House voted in terms of start impeachment inquiry into Nixon, mm-hmm. I think there was like two members of the House that voted against it. Both sides of the House. Now the difference. You look at what happened. Now you had two members of the majority that voted against it, and otherwise it was strictly partisan lines. That's what I'm saying. The times are so much different that the idea that somehow you're going to get 20 senators to flip on this president, to me, is just fantasy.
I guess I'll just try it one more time, because I agree with you guys.
Right.
I agree. But I'm now the congressman. I'm a Democrat in this case. Or no, I'm a Republican in this case, okay? And it's a Democrat who's president. And I see that his party has significant control in the Senate. But I believe this egregious information is so bad that the public should see it and that we should impeach him. Are we literally saying now that my role that I'm required to follow by the Constitution, that no longer matters anymore because politically it's not going as far as I need it? Because that's what we're saying.
I agree. I don't think we're disagreeing necessarily. And should that be the case? Absolutely it should. If you think the president has committed a crime that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, that's an impeachable.
Then you should pursue it. No matter if the Senate is going to throw him out or not.
Right. Correct. But that's A, not why the Democrats are currently doing it, I don't believe. And B, not the way that we're headed in this case. Should that be how it goes? Yeah, it should. We're just not.
Yeah. Chime in on this. And I want to get one or two other quick political items. We'll also have some fun with some different topics. Do not forget Dara in the house at 235. Give me a little feedback on our back and forth here. 651-989-9226. This individual quoting Suchi Boy, B as in B, S as in S, move on. There will be articles of impeachment from the House. The Senate is unlikely removed from office. I would caution that there are other forces, subtle and obvious, at play regarding the vote to convict and remove from office. Yeah, there's a conspiracy, right? It's deep state. They're out to get him. Move on. By the way, the impeachment hearing started yesterday. Again, we're hearing we have to identify the whistleblower. What part of what has happened since has proven that the whistleblower wasn't correct in the assessment? Let's say the guy literally is spooning with Joe and Hunter Biden right now. It's led to the testimony from individuals who don't have a shred of Never Trumper in them. And again, the president's own words, if you're a Never Trumper, you're human scum. So diehard Trumpers, that's who you're defending. A person who's calling individuals who have the audacity to do their job, the temerity to do their job, and they're human scum. That's really impressive. Your exact scenario played out with Clinton. He got impeached for lying about sex. What he did was wrong, but it doesn't compare with bribing a foreign country. At the time, and I'll repeat it, Bill Clinton should have been impeached, and I think he should have stepped down. Yeah, he was lying about sex, 100%. We found out afterwards what a lot of people suspect at the time, that Bill Clinton's behavior has been pretty disgusting for a long, long time. If you're asking me, and let's all chime in again, if you're asking me what's worse, a guy, and let's remind this, all started with Paula Jones, where he basically was telling her to satisfy me. And then that spun into more, and it eventually led to Monica Lewinsky and led to lying under oath, lying to the public also endlessly. If that is worse than telling a country that you're not going to get your $400 million until you show that my 2016 campaign had nothing to do with Russia, or I want you to show the dirt on the person who may be my next rival in 2020, it's not close. It's much worse for Donald Trump. Dan, you first, then Adam.
I disagree that it's not close. I guess I would still say Donald Trump. I think the sexual abuse that the president showed.
He wasn't impeached because of that. His behavior is disgusting.
That's what I'm saying.
He was impeached because he lied
under
oath about sex.
But he doesn't lie under oath unless he commits those disgusting acts. So
I'm going to say Paula Jones, disgusting act. It was inappropriate, 100%, what he did with Monica Lewinsky. But she was a woman well into her 20s who had a consensual affair. It was wrong of him to do it, 100% wrong. I don't find that disgusting.
I do, in the sense that the president has that much power over a person. I question whether that was consensual or not. That's all. I mean, we're going to get way off on a tangent.
No, I know.
But I think when you're talking about what President Trump has done, you know, you're toying with people's lives at that point.
You're causing people to die in Ukraine.
That's what makes it worse in my mind.
Adam?
Yeah, far worse.
Yeah, I think it's way worse. If you don't think we give millions of dollars to countries all around the world and we don't ask favors for those countries, you too are a fraud and have no clue how government works. Oh, here's my question to you. You need to demonstrate to me, Barack Obama, going backwards, the time any president literally isolated his previous election and his future election and said your money, which by the way is 1/10 of your military defense fund to stop Russia from invading your whole country, is dependent upon giving info on my rivals. Because, Adam, we got to stop again with this nonsense that's being trotted out, which is just such pablum. He was all about corruption. He's worried about the Ukraine. No doubt the Ukrainian government has been rife with corruption. The president himself was asked twice on the lawn of the White House, Mr. President, what are the corruption are you talking about? And remember his answer? Didn't have any. Literally didn't have any. So, sure, if you want to say, hey, before I give taxpayer money to this country, and it's clear he is reticent to giving foreign aid, then if you want to talk about something globally, sure. It was about one situation in 2016, which has been debunked over and over again. But Devin Nunes, like just a little toady that he is, was trotting that out yesterday. And debunked, by the way, by Trump's own people. And then all about Joe and Hunter Biden. Again, I repeat, Hunter Biden wasn't qualified for that job. Shouldn't have had that job. And Joe Biden, when he says, you know, nobody in my family is going to be in a position to have a job like that if I'm president. Where was he when he was vice president? Okay. So if you think I'm trying to defend Hunter Biden, you're wrong. The other one I wanted to mention from the impeachment, Adam, was when John Ratcliffe chimed in with George Kent and with Bill Taylor and said, can you tell me specifically the impeachable offense the president did? And they both paused a little bit. And it was like the aha moment. And Republican after Republican was clipping that video and sending it out through every social media platform. We'll just play it out a little further. Because when Ratcliffe tries to cut him off, not once but twice, and Taylor says, that's not my role. My role is to just give you what I witnessed. Again, a person, Bronze Star winner in the 1960s because of his service in Vietnam. 50 years of service to this country. Appointed first as ambassador to Ukraine to that whack job lefty George W. Bush. Brought back out of retirement by Mike Pompeo. So what a phony situation that is. That because they weren't there to do that, Ratcliffe thought he had his aha moment because he just didn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.